Gitaj.
I pevanjem.
Ča.
Također.
Stuti bi.
Pevanjem povoljnih mantri.
Svasti vaše kaj.
Upućivanjem molitvi.
Karajet.
Treba izvršiti.
Tat kata bi.
Recitujući Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita i slične spise.
Također.
Puđam. Obožavanje.
Bhagavata.
Svevišnje božanske ličnosti Višnuva.
Anvaham.
Svakog dana.
Od Pratipata do Trajodašija.
Svakog dana od Pratipata do Trajodašija osoba treba vršiti ceremoniju uz ples, pevanje, udaranje u bubanj, izgovaranje molitvi i sve povoljnih mantri i recitovanje Šrimad Bhagavatama. Tako treba obožavati sve više božanske ličnosti.
I think we should hear text 58, 59, and 60 also. You can just read the translation, please.
To je religiozna obredna ceremonija poznata kao pajovrata, kojom se može obožavati svevišnja božanska ličnost. O njoj sam čuo od Brame, mog dede, i sada sam ti je opisao u detalju. O najsrećnije gospo, vladajući umom u dobrom duhu, vrši ovaj proces pajovrate i tako obožavaj neiscrpnu svevišnju božansku ličnost Kešavu. Ova pajovrata je poznata kao sarva jagija, drugim rečima, vršenjem ovog žrtvovanja osoba može izvršiti sva druga žrtvovanja. Smatra se da je ova ceremonija najbolja od svih obrednih ceremonija. O plemenite gospo, ovaj proces davanja milostinje i zadovoljavanja vrhovnog upravitelja je suština svih strogosti.
Yes, purpose, nismo.
Smisao. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam taram. Ovu izjavu je dao Shiva u razgovoru sa Parvati. Obožavanje gospodina Vishnua je najviši proces obožavanja. Kašjapa Muni je sada u potpunosti opisao kako osoba može obožavati gospodina Višnua ovom pajovrata ceremonijom. Krajnji cilj života je zadovoljiti gospodina Višnua, Varnašana Dharma. Vedski principi, četiri varne i četiri ašrame su namenjeni obožavanju Višnua. Višnur aradje te pumsam nanjak tat došakaranam. Pokret svjesnosti Krišne također je Višnua Radhanam, ili proces obožavanja gospodina Višnua u skladu sa vremenom. Pre mnogo, mnogo godina, Kašjapa Muni je na rajskim planetama opisao svojoj ženi Aditi pajovrata proces obožavanja gospodina Višnua i isti proces se može primeniti čak i danas na zemlji. Posebno u ovom dobu Kali, pokret svjesnosti Krišne je prihvatio proces otvaranja stotina i hiljada hramova Višnua. Hramova Rada Krišne, Džaganate, Balarame, Sitarame, Gornje Taja itd. Obožavanje gospodina koje se vrši u tim hramovima, Višnua u skladu sa propisima je jednako dobro kao vršenje pajovrata ceremonije koje je ovdje preporučeno. Pajovrata ceremonije se vrši od 1. do 13. dana svjetle polovine mjeseca, ali u našem pokretu svjesnosti Krišne gospodin Višnu se obožava u svakom hramu u skladu sa programom koji se odvija 24 sata na dan i koji obuhvata delatnosti poput kirtane, pevanja Hare Krishna Maha Mantre, nuđenja ukusne hrane gospodinu Višnu i deljenja te hrane Vaishnavama i drugima. Te delatnosti su odobrene i ako članovi pokreta svjesnosti Krišne slede ove principe, steći će isti rezultat koji se može steći vršenjem pajovrata ceremonije. Tako pokret svjesnosti Krišne u sebi sadrži suštinu svih povoljnih delatnosti, poput vršenja jagi, davanja milostinje, sleđenja vrata i podvrgavanja strogostima. Članovi ovog pokreta trebaju odmah iskreno slediti proces koji je već preporučen. Naravno, svrha žrtvovanja je zadovoljiti gospodina Višnua. Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Gi Sumedesa. U Kali Jugi oni koji su inteligentni vrše sankita njage. Trebamo savjesno slediti ovaj proces.
Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhaskacharya Tatarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes. In this text, the meaning of yagya, or sacrifice, is explained.
U ovom stihu je objašnjeno značenje jagje ili žrtvovanja.
Sacrifice is actually a process whereby which the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears.
Žrtvovanje je u stvari proces pomoću, zahvaljujući kome se pojavljuje svevišnja božanska ličnost.
In Vedic times, there were sacrifices where at the end of those sacrifices there would be the what is called Yagya Purush coming out of the fire and giving certain things.
U vedska doba ta Yagya bi se završavala tako što bi iz Yagya izišao Yagya Purusha i on bi davao određene stvari.
For instance, in the there was one fire, one yagya made by Maharaj Chitraketu, a very king, and at the end of that fire a personality came and brought forth a bowl of sweet rice.
Na primjer, kada je Maharaj Chitraketu vršio jagiju, onda je na kraju te jagije izašla ličnost koja je donela jedan vrč sa slatkim pirinčem.
Yes. Slatkim pirinčem, I think. Yeah. So he made that jagija in order to get a child.
I on je napravio tu jagiju da bi dobio dete.
So what he did is, he gave this Slatkim Puritskim to one of his wives and she immediately could have a child.
I to što je on uradio, on je dao taj slatki pirinač jednoj od svojih žena i ona je odmah mogla da ima dete.
Yes. Previously it was not possible.
Pre toga nije bilo moguće.
In India you would still find the temples where if you do a little sacrifice, the women who cannot bear forth children are able to have a pregnancy.
U Indiji još uvijek imate hramove u koje kad odete, ako neka žena ne može da ima dete, onda odmah može zatrudniti.
One of these temples is in Shantanukund.
I jedan od tih hramova je u Shantanukund.
We have visited a few months ago this temple.
Pre nekoliko mjeseci smo posjetili taj hram.
So, but generally there are yagyas, let us say, most of the yagyas have a transcendental purpose.
Ali u većini slučajeva većina yagi ima transcendentalnu svrhu.
And in those yagyas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself appears.
I u tim jagijama se pojavljuje sama svevišnja božanska ličnost.
Yes. And gives the phal, the fruit of the jagija.
I daje plod jagije.
So in this particular age, there is a yagya which replaces the customary fire yagya.
I u ovom dobu postoji jagija koja zamenjuje uobičajenu žrtvenu jagiju.
It is a Sankirtan jagija.
To je Sankirtan jagija.
Or spreading the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ili širenje slava Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes. Those who are engaged in this yagya have seen many times how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself, just like in any other ordinary yagya.
I oni koji vrše tu jagiju mogu videti da se svevišnja božanska ličnost manifestuje kao u bilo kojoj drugoj jagi.
For instance, when we do these programs like yesterday,
na primjer kada imamo te programe kao juče,
there are always people who start the life of Krishna consciousness afterwards.
I uvek su tu ljudi koji započnu svoj život svesnosti Krišne nakon takvog nekog programa.
They have a Krishna conscious realization afterwards.
Imaju realizaciju svesno Krišne.
I remember when I visited my first program, it was a Sunday feast in the temple.
I sećam se kad sam ja posjetio prvi program, to je bio jedan Sunday feast, nedeljni program u hramu.
And when I returned home on the subway, I had the feeling that the whole subway was chanting Hare Krishna. I had that distinct feeling.
I onda kad sam se vraćao podzemnom željeznicom, onda sam imao utisak da svi ljudi tamo pevaju Hare Krishna.
I thought every person in the subway was chanting.
Mislio sam da svi u podzemnoj željeznici pevaju.
Now that I don't think everyone chanted. I personally don't think everyone chanted.
Naravno, lično mislim da nisu svi pevali.
What was happening?
Ali šta se desilo?
Krishna was appearing in my mind.
Krishna se pojavio u mom umu.
Yes. So, by these processes of Sankirtan, or the chanting of the holy names of God, Krishna appears within the mind of people.
I zahvaljujući tom procesu pevanja svetih imena Boga, Krishna se pojavljuje u umu ljudi.
And also by this book distribution, Krishna appears within the life of people.
I također, zahvaljujući tom deljenju knjiga, Krishna se pojavljuje u životima ljudi.
This is how it is yagya.
Na taj način to je yagya.
Just like in the old Vedic fire sacrifices, Krishna appeared from within the flames of the fire.
Kao starim vedskim žrtvovanjima, Krishna bi se pojavio iz plamena vatre.
Now I want to make one interesting point.
Sada bih želio da dam jednu interesantnu point.
Most of the people don't want Krishna to appear in their lives.
Većina ljudi ne želi da se Krishna pojavi u njihovom životu.
Because it could mean a change in the life.
Jer to bi moglo da znači promjenu u životu.
And many people are afraid that this happens.
I mnogi ljudi se boje da se to desi.
What if I become Krishna conscious?
Šta ako postanem svestan Krishna?
What if I really surrender to Krishna?
Šta ako se zaista predam Krishna?
Once there was a man who came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, I'm very attracted to Krishna consciousness, but I'm also attracted to smoking. Is there something which can be done?
Jednom je jedan čovjek došao do Srila Prabhupada i rekao, ja sam privučen svesnošću Krišne, ali također sam privučen, vezan sam za pušenje. Da li postoji nešto što se može uraditi?
Yes, said Srila Prabhupada, there is special mercy for people like you.
Da, rekao je Srila Prabhupada, postoji posebna milost za ljude poput tebe.
Krishna will come and take everything away from you. And then you can only surrender to Krishna.
Krishna će doći i uzeti sve i onda će se moći predati samo njemu.
Do you want this help?
Da li želiš tu pomoć?
The man said, I have to think about this. Next day he came back to Prabhupada and he said, Nyama. He said, nah. Most of the people are afraid that Krishna will appear within their lives and take their material attachments away from them.
Većina ljudi se boji da se Krishna pojavi u njihovom životu i oduzme im sve materijalne vezanosti.
I know also amongst our guests this morning, about 5 guests are very, very afraid of Krishna.
Znam također među našim gostima ovog jutra da 5 gosti se jako boje.
One guest is called Alexandra.
Jedan gost se zove Aleksandar.
Each minute. But we don't need to be afraid of Krishna.
Ali ne treba da se plašimo Krishna.
Krishna actually has promised to protect his devotee.
Krishna je u stvari obećao da će zaštititi svoje bhakte.
And he is very powerful.
I jako je moćan.
Even in a warlike situation where everything goes topsy-turvy, Krishna is able to protect his devotee.
Čak i u ratnoj situaciji kada je sve odvija navrat na nos, onda Krishna može zaštititi svoje bhakte.
There is one story of Maharaj Parikshit when he was still in the womb of the mother.
Postoji jedna priča o Maharaj Parikshitu kada je još uvijek bio u materici svoje majke.
As you might know, he was the heir to the Pandava throne, and there was one rascal son of Duryodhana, his name was Ashwatthama, who wanted to erase the whole dynasty and also kill Maharaj Parikshit.
Znate da je on bio namijenjen da nasledi zapravo presto Pandava i postoji jedan mitkovski sin Dronačari koji se zvao Ashwatthama i koji je želeo da ga ubije, da iskoreni.
Yes. So what he did is, while Parikshit was still in the womb of the mother, he threw a brahmastra to kill him.
I onda dok je Parikshit Maharaj još uvijek bio u materici svoje majke, on je odaslao brahmastru da ga ubije.
And Parikshit, who was still an embryo, saw this deadly weapon come towards him.
I Parikshit Maharaj, koji je još uvijek bio kao embrio, video je kako ta smrtonosna brahmastra dolazi prema njemu.
At that time, his mother began to pray to Krishna.
I tada se njegova majka počela moliti Krishna.
Save my child, please.
Spasi moje dete, molim te.
So, at that time, Krishna, who is residing in the heart of everyone, as a super soul, came and he whirled his club and he made a shield with his club.
I tada je Krishna, koji prebiva kao nadduša u srcu svakoga, došao i počeo da vrti svojim topuzom, tako da napravio štit sa njim.
And in this way, he warded off the deadly influence of the brahmastra.
I na taj način je odbio smrtonosni utjecaj brahmastre.
So even within the womb, Krishna can protect.
I čak i u materici Krishna može pružiti zaštitu.
Maharaj Parikshit was called Vishnurata, he who was protected by Krishna, even in the womb.
I Maharaj Parikshit, on se naziva Vishnurata, to jest onaj koga je zaštitio Krishna ili Vishnu čak i u materici.
When there is no one left to protect, Krishna is always there.
I kada niko više ne ostane ko vas može zaštititi, Krišna je tu.
But why should we wait so long?
Ali zašto da čekamo toliko dugo?
One of the principles of surrender is to understand that Krishna is the only protector.
Jedan od princip predavanja je shvatiti da je Krishna jedini zaštitnik.
And a devotee who learns to make himself dependent on Krishna will be protected by him always.
I bhakta koji nauči da uvek zavisi od Krishne, njega će Krishna uvek štititi.
Draupadi is another example.
Draupadi je još jedan primjer.
Or the five Pandavas.
Ili petorica Pandava.
They were solely dependent on Krishna, and Krishna protected them.
Oni su isključivo zavisili od Krishne i Krishna ih je štitio.
So the art in our life should be to make Krishna appear and protect us.
I naša umetnost života treba da bude da naučimo kako da zapravo da se Krishna pojavi i zaštiti nas.
In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Mahatmanas tumang pata devim pratitim ashritam vajantyananya manaso gyatva putarim avyayam. That is the great source, Mahatmana, they are fully under the protection of my divine energy.
U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da su Mahatme u potpunosti pod zaštitom moje božanske energije.
This božanske energije is like an invisible shield.
I ta božanska energija kao nevidljiv štit.
In which the devotee is situated.
U kom se za kog se bhakta nalazi.
Those who insure our cars, this insurance company, companies are always, at least in Germany, they are completely amazed.
Kada osiguravamo naša kola, onda su bar u Nemačkoj te osiguravajuće kompanije često jako zapanjene.
Because our devotees have a way of making accidents.
Jer naši bhakte imaju specijalan način kako kako im se dešavaju udesi.
In Yugoslavia also?
Yes.
So. In Germany we have health drivers.
U Nemačkoj imamo paklene vozače.
I remember I was once in an accident like that.
I sećam se, meni se također desio jednom jedan takav udes.
We had highly explosive gas bottles in our little van.
Imali smo neke jako eksplozivne boce u našem kombiju.
In the midst of the Autobahn, we were standing like this and a car was coming into us. The driver was drunken. He came with 160 kilometers an hour. Yes.
Mi smo stajali na autoputu i onda je jedan ludi vozač jurio prema nama sa 160 km na sat.
Yes. And I was resting in the car.
A ja sam se odmarao u
automobilu. And I remember when the car hit, I forgot how many times we were just flying through the air.
I onda kad su ta kola udarila u naša, onda ne mogu se ni setiti više koliko smo puta samo proletili ovako kroz vazduh.
It felt like leaving the body.
I osjećao sam se kao da napuštam telo.
And the other car went with fire.
A druga kola su se odjednom zapalila.
But we just landed somewhere.
Ali mi smo se samo spustili negdje, sletali smo.
And then we took our feet and just destroyed the front window and went through the window. And started chanting Hare Krishna. We felt a little shocked, you know.
I onda šta smo radili, samo smo udarili nogom, razbili smo prozor, i onda smo izašli, i onda smo namprali Hare Krishna, bili smo malo šokirani.
And I remember the people from the I think it's called Fire Brigade. They came, they had a hydraulic instrument which broke open the car because you couldn't open the doors, everything was just a ball of metal.
I onda je vatrogasna služba došla i oni su sa nekim posebnim mašinama otvorili kola jer niste mogli otvoriti vrata, ništa, sve bilo.
And the men were very angry at us because they thought we were joking at them.
I taj čovjek se jako naljutio na nas jer je mislio da se da se šalimo s tim.
And they forced the car open.
I onda su na silu otvorili kola.
And they didn't see anyone.
I nikog nije bilo unutra.
They only found two shoes.
Samo su našli par cipela.
So they thought I had gone back to home, back to Godhead maybe.
I onda su pomislili da sam se možda vratio kući nazad Bogu.
But they were forced to believe that that person who was in the car.
Ali bili su prisiljeni da poveruju da sam ja ta osoba koja je bila u automobilu.
Yes, and there was Kripa Rama also.
I to je bio Kripa Rama također.
So, this is just one of many hundreds and thousands of examples where the internal energy protects the devotees.
I to je samo jedan od stotine hiljada primjera kada unutrašnja energija zaštiti bhakti.
This is Krishna's promise.
I to Krishna obećava.
Then why are we afraid?
I zašto se mi onda bojimo?
To surrender completely to Krishna.
Da se potpuno predamo Krishna.
One great reason is that we are not sure how a spiritual life will look like.
Jedan razlog je da nismo sigurni kako će taj duhovni život izgledati.
Gadukaj, you are forgetting your duty. You were so good in the beginning. You're now half of your, you know this, you're just half as loud. See, when we are not sure of a situation, then we usually become afraid.
I kada nismo sigurni u neku situaciju, onda se obično uplašimo.
Imagine we put little Saleh to give the lecture, yesterday lecture.
Zamislite da stavimo malog Saleha da jučerašnju lekciju.
On the stage.
Na pozornici.
He would have a red face.
Crveno bi se.
He would be highly afraid.
Jako bi se bojao.
Most probably run away from this thing. Because he's insecure. But if you place the same salad before a plate of prasadam, you feel very comfortable. Because he exactly knows what to do. So, most of the conditioned souls are very afraid of leading a spiritual life because they are not really sure what they should be doing.
Tako većina usmrtnih duša se jako boji da vodi duhovni život jer ne znaju sigurno šta će raditi.
And therefore they are afraid to go and out and distribute books.
I zato se boje da izađu i dele knjige.
Or to come and live at a temple even.
Ili da čak samo dođu i žive u hramu.
Or to live a life of austerity.
Ili da žive život u strogosti.
Because, see, in our lives as conditioned souls, we never have experienced Krishna's protection directly.
jer u našim životima nismo doživjeli nikada neposrednu Krišnu zaštitu.
This spiritual life is actually an adventure.
I ovaj duhovni život je u stvari pustolovina.
It is the adventure of being empowered by the divine energy.
To je pustolovina na kojoj postajemo opunomoćeni božanskom energijom.
This energy has three aspects.
I ta energija ima tri aspekta.
One is hladini.
Jedan je hladini.
That means pleasure giving potency.
Znači moć koja pruža zadovoljstvo.
The other is samvit, which means knowledge giving potency.
Druga je samvit, to znači moć koja daje znanje.
And the third is sandini. That means the existence potency. Which means knowledge giving potency.
Druga je samvit, to znači moć koja daje znanje.
And the third is sandini. That means the existence potency.
I treća je sandini, to znači moć postojanja.
Now even a devotee who is beginning his spiritual life will feel quite soon how his spiritual existence is manifesting.
I bhakta koji čak samo tek na početku započinje svoj duhovni život će vidjeti kako se manifestuje njegovo duhovno postojanje.
Yes, and then he will see also how he has so much transcendental knowledge.
I vidjet će također kako ima tako puno transcendentalnog znanja.
He will know what to do in order to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Znači šta da radi da bi napredovao u svjesnosti Krishne.
This knowledge is given by Krishna from within the heart.
I to znanje daje Krishna iz srca.
He says, out of compassion for them, I dwelling within the heart, give them the knowledge whereby which they come to me.
I on kaže da iz samilosti prema njima, ja koji prebivam u njihovom srcu, dajem im znanje pomoću kog mogu doći k meni.
Yes. Mogu doći. Very nice word. Mogu doći k meni. And he will have also so much happiness.
I također osjećat će toliko puno sreće.
This is Prabhupada's description about a brahmana. A brahmana can be happy everywhere with just a glass of water. That's all.
I to je opis brahmane. On može biti srećan svuda samo sa čašom vode.
He doesn't need anything anymore.
Njemu više nije ništa potrebno.
So we should all learn this art of surrender to Krishna.
I svi treba da naučimo tu umetnost predavanja Krishna.
And you will be interested to hear that there is a list of 64 points which you can follow in order to gain this surrender to Krishna.
I bit će vam interesantno da čujete da postoji spisak 64 stvari koje vam pomažu u predavanju Krišne.
Someone who is interested in this list should go to Bhakta Uwe. This is Bhakta Uwe with their head. And ask him for it. I will give it to him and he can make photocopies for you if you want.
Oni koji su zainteresovani za taj spisak mogu doći kod Bhakta Uveta i javiti se kod njega, on će vam fotokopirati, napraviti.
It's the list for going back home, back to Godhead.
To je spisak za odlazak kući nazad Bogu.
The five, and there is a list of five which is most essential from these 64 points.
Od te 64 tačke 5 je su najvažnije.
Associating with devotees,
druženje sa baktama,
chanting the holy name of the Lord,
pevati gospodinovo sveto ime,
hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam,
slušati Srimad Bhagavatam,
residing at a place of pilgrimage like Mathura,
prebivati na mjestu vodočašća kao što je Mathura,
and worship the deity with faith and veneration.
I obožavati božanstvo sa verom i
Yes. So, I want to talk briefly this morning. But are there any questions which any one of you has?
Kada se Krišna pojavljivao, onda su se prvo oni šestori sa njegu vrati sa njegove, to su ono to odluka koliko to naš može se biti. A kad se Četanja Mahaprabha pojavio, onda su devet sa stara umru. Znači, da li ima to neko značenje?
When Krishna appeared, then there were these Shatgardas, the six sons, who were killed and they represent anger, these things.
Mm-hmm.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, then there were these nine sisters who were also killed before. Not killed, but they died actually. So, is there any connection between this? Something?
To give a good answer to this question, I will have to go to my book, where I have all my secret, all the very special information.
Da, odgovor na to pitanje trebam da uzmem svoju knjigu u kojoj imam sve te tajne informacije.
I must say, right now I don't know this the answer.
Moram reći da sada trenutno ne znam odgovor.
But I have it written down in Germany.
Ali to imam napisano na nemačkom.
And I could send it to you, this information.
Mogao bi da ti pošaljem tu informaciju.
I have to write it down, but I don't remember.
Ali zapisat ću kako se sjeća.
That's very very interesting point which Bhakta Vladan raises. See, before Krishna appeared, six brothers appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki and were killed by King Kaksa.
I to je interesantna poenta koju je spomenuo Vladan, da pre nego što se Krišna pojavio, bilo je šest sinova koji su se pojavili u materici Devaki i koje je ubio Kamsa.
And it is actually described that these six sons represent certain material feelings.
I opisano je da ti sinovi zapravo predstavljaju određene materijalne osjećaje.
Lust, anger, greed, and so on.
To su požuda, pohlepa, gnev i tako dalje.
Who first have to disappear from the heart before Krishna can appear.
Koji najprije treba da nestanu iz srca da bi se Krishna pojavio.
See, we were talking about a yagya.
Razgovarali smo o yagi.
Which makes Krishna appear.
Zahvaljujući kojoj se Krishna pojavio.
In this age of Kali, it is the Sankirtan Yagya.
U ovom dobu Kali, to je Sankirtan Yagya.
Or preaching Krishna consciousness.
Ili propovedati svesnost Krishna.
Then he appears.
Onda se on pojavio.
So, this Sankirtan Yagya has to be followed.
I tu Sankirtan Yagyu treba slediti.
In order to become Krishna conscious.
da bi postali svjesni Krishna.
And have Krishna appear in the heart.
I da bi se Krishna pojavio u našem srcu.
And in order to do so, the curtain of Maya has to be opened.
I da bi to uradili, moramo pomaknuti zavisu Maje.
Our consciousness is covered by a curtain of thick Maya.
Naša svjesnost je prekrivena zavjesom debele Maje.
And we have to work a little bit, especially at the beginning stages of bhakti, to get rid of this curtain.
I moramo zapravo raditi pogotovo na početnim stupnjima bhakti da bi se oslobodili te zavese.
The curtain is a psychological curtain.
I ta zavesa je psihološka zavesa.
It is made from the modes of material nature.
I nju sačinjavaju gune materijalne prirode.
Which influence us so that we become attached to material life.
Koje utiču na to da mi postanemo vezani za materijalni život.
And we become greedy for material achievements.
I postajemo pohlepni za materijalnim dostignućima.
Or we become lenji.
Ili postanemo lenji.
Or we become I mean, there are so many things how they influence us.
I toliko puno stvari ima koje, na koji način nas to uslovljava.
And we must make the firm resolve to break through this modes of material nature.
I mi treba da čvrsto odlučimo da izmaknemo tim gunama materijalne prirode.
This is possible only by coming to the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness.
I to je moguće jedino ako dođemo na duhovni nivo svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes. And that is possible by rendering devotional service.
I to je moguće ako predano služimo.
If you don't mind, I have seen something.
Ako ne marite, nećemo reći da sam nešto video.
I have traveled now through many countries in my life.
U svom životu sam proputovao mnogo zemalja.
I have seen many people.
Vidio sam mnogo ljudi.
Been in many situations.
I u mnogo situacija.
As you all know, I very much like to come to this part of the world.
I kao što znate, jako volim da dođem u ovaj deo sveta.
And I have studied the people here a little bit.
I proučio sam malo ljude ovdje.
I have also studied you a little bit.
Također sam proučio vas malo.
And I have noticed that like anywhere else in the world, there are certain conditionings.
I zapazio sam da kao bilo gdje u svijetu postoje određene uslovljenosti.
There are special features.
Postoje posebno obeležje.
For instance, the person in North Germany is different from the person here.
Na primjer, osoba u Severnoj Njemačkoj se razlikuje od osobe ovdje.
Here the people have a very good personal way of dealing with each other.
Ovdje ljudi imaju jako dobar personalni način ophođenja jedni sa drugima.
Their emotions are very high here.
Njihove emocije su jako visoke ovdje.
You always see it when you are in Beograd at the preaching program. People go like,
and
the millions of little girls screaming and squeaking before the stage. Yes. So that's a good sign.
I to je dobar znak.
But it can also be a little dangerous.
A to može biti također malo opasno.
Therefore, I feel it is very important to system, to understand spiritual life systematically.
I zato mislim da je jako važno shvatiti duhovni život sistematično.
There is a process which has to be followed.
Postoji proces koji treba slediti.
Which will bring us through the modes of material nature.
Koji će nas provesti kroz te gune materijalne prirode.
Which will bring us through the influence of the mind.
Koji će nas izbaviti od utjecaja uma.
To the eternal kingdom of God.
I dovesti do večnog carstva Boga.
And this process must be adopted just like a medicine.
I taj proces treba primijeniti kao uzimanje lijeka.
Which must be taken every day at the same time to give the proper result.
I treba ga uzimati svakodnevno u isto vrijeme da bi dao pravi rezultat.
Every day we have to rise early except for days like today. Where most probably the devotees went to bed very late. I went to bed at 2 o'clock because I read so long.
I treba da ustajemo svako jutro rano, osim eventualno u ovakvim slučajima kad legnemo jako kasno, recimo ja sam legao u 2 sata, čitao sam malo.
Yes, yes. So, we must have full attention in our rounds.
I treba da sa punom pažnjom mantramo svoje krugove.
We should actually feel moj dragi Krishna, moj dragi Krishna, moj dragi Krishna, I am actually separated from you.
I treba da osjećamo, dragi moj Krishna, ja sam odvojen od tebe.
For so long, I am here rotting in this material world.
Toliko dugo trunem u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
So many Brahmas have come and gone, and I was still an insect.
Toliko puno Brahma je došlo i otišlo, a ja sam još uvijek bio insect.
Yes. Now, in this lifetime, I must somehow satisfy you.
Sada u ovom životu, na neki način, moram vas zadovoljiti.
And if this means I have to go on Sankirtan, book distribution, I will do it.
To znači da treba da idem da delim knjige i učinit ću to.
Or that means I should be at the temple, I will do it.
Ili ako treba da ostanem u hramu, onda učinit ću to.
But I want to go back to you now.
Ali želim da se vratim tebi sada.
And if Krishna sees such a feeling, he will become very pleased.
I ako Krishna vidi takav osjećaj, onda će biti jako zadovoljan.
It is described that the chanting of a devotee who wants to return back to Krishna will go through the layers of the universe and reach Krishna's ear.
I opisano da mantranje bhakte koji se želi vratiti Krishna Bogu, ona će prodreti kroz omotače univerzuma i otići sve do Krishne i on će to moći da čuje.
But a devotee who chants on the mentality niveau, Krishna won't hear that. Thank you very much for your nice question. Chambak Davladan was very inspiring. Does anyone else of you have a question?
Da li još bilo ko ima neko pitanje?
No, what is the difference between Brahma Jyoti in personal Brahma and Brahma Loka or Siddha Loka? Or it is the same idea?
Da li postoji bilo kakva razlika između ličnog Brahma Jyotija i Siddha Loke ili Brahma Loka?
It can be the same idea.
To može biti ista ideja.
However, sometimes Brahma Loka refers to the place in this material world where Lord Brahma is residing.
Međutim, ponekad se Brahmaloka odnosi na materijalno mesto u ovom univerzumu na kom, na planetu na kojoj prepiva gospodin Brahma.
I do not know this description which you read, but I know that Brahmaloka, Siddhaloka, Brahmajyoti, and impersonal Brahman are often described as being the same. Only sometimes Brahmaloka and Siddhaloka it can be also a name for the planet of Lord Brahma within this material universe. But it mostly refers to Brahmajyoti or impersonal Brahman, the same thing.
Ne znam za taj opis koji si ti pročitala, ali uglavnom znam da se te tri stvari odnose na jednu stvar, znači Brahmajyoti, Siddhaloka i Brahmaloka, ali da se to uglavnom odnosi na duhovni svijet, međutim može također se odnositi na materijalni svijet, na Brahminu planetu.
But it's interesting, even those who go there, they have to leave it.
Ali interesantno je da oni koji čak odu tamo da moraju da je napuste.
Because they have not found a personal relationship with Krishna.
Jer nisu pronašli lični odnos sa Krishnom.
We, however, have the chance here in Bhagavad Gita Grad, in Beograd, to develop our personal relationship to Krishna. It's more wonderful in this temple than in the Brahmajyoti.
Ali mi u ovom Beogradu imamo šansu da razvijemo svoj lični odnos sa Krishnom i zato je ovdje mnogo lepše nego u Brahmajyoti.
If you go to consider, staying in the temple is better than staying in Brahmajyoti.
I samo razmislite, boraviti u hramu je bolje nego boraviti u Brahmajyoti.
But only if we are full of love for Krishna.
Ali samo ako imamo puno ljubavi prema Krishna.
So Madhu Mangal, you have a question? No. Are you still worshipping Lord Jagannath? Very good. This is our Madhu Mangal from Novishat. Very nice young devotee. We have so many nice young devotees here. How old are you?
14.
So I want to end the class here. Thank you very much for coming so early.